こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。また公式アプリでストアも展開しています。オリジナルグッズ売っているので、ぜひ皆さんチェックしてみてください。この間マイケルに、うちのエコバッグってさ、めっちゃ使いやすいよねみたいなことをすごいなぜか力説してたら、お前がいろいろ選んだんだろっていう、うん、使いやすいに決まってるだろ、いただきました。そりゃそうだよね。私が自分が欲しい形で、欲しい取っ手の長さにしたんだから、使いやすいのは当たり前なんですけど。
うん。I think
ちょっとね、いろんなエコバッグ、
Yeah, you wanted the handles to be a lot longer, right?
そうそうそう。市販で売ってるやつよりもね、ちょっと持ち手が長くなってるので、いっぱい入れても肩にかけて持ちやすいっていう、ロンドンに来てみんなね、基本エコバッグしか使ってないから、買い物の時ね、いろんなエコバッグ売ってるんですけど、どう考えてもバイリンガルニュースのやつが一番使いやすい。これは本当に宣伝で言ってるんじゃなくて生地が分厚いんだよね。だからすっごいいっぱい入れても全然壊れないというわけで、皆さんぜひチェックしてみてください。
お願いします。
1個目、サイエンスに掲載された米国、スペイン、台湾、日本のチームからなる海洋藻類における窒素固定細胞器官と題された共同研究で、今から10億年以上前に2つの異なる生物が何らかの方法で合体して1つの生命体となり、植物というものが誕生したという仕組みを説明しています。この現象は一次共生と呼ばれ、地球の歴史上2回しか起こっていません。著者の一人であるタイラー・コール氏は以下のように述べています。それが最初に起こった時、すべての複雑な生命の始まりとなりました。バクテリア細胞よりも複雑なものはすべてこの出来事のおかげで存在しているのです。そして10億年ほど前に葉緑体で再びそれが起こり、植物が誕生したのです。論文では、藻類が細菌を飲み込み、細菌が持つ空気中の窒素を体内に取り込める窒素固定能力と引き換えに、細菌に栄養分と安全を提供するようになり、細菌はそのまま淀主の生存に不可欠な細胞器官として組み込まれたという流れが解説されています。
In a paper titled Nitrogen Fixing Organelle in a Marine Algae and published in the journal Science,A team of researchers from the US, Spain, Taiwan, and Japan described how two distinct organisms have somehow merged into a single life form for the first time in over 1 billion years. The phenomenon is called primary endosymbiosis, and it has only happened twice in the history of planet Earth. Tyler Cole, one of the paper's authors, stated the following: "The first time we think it happened, it gave rise to all complex life.Everything more complicated than a bacteria cell owes its existence to that event. And then about a billion years ago, it happened again with the chloroplast, and that gave us plants." The paper describes how algae engulfed a bacterium and provided it with nutrients and safety in return for its nitrogen-fixing ability. The bacterium was then subsequently incorporated as an organelle vital for the host's survival.
Yeah.この間山下さんがさ、うちの番組で牛と微生物が共生してる、一緒に住んでいる、お互い助け合って共生してるっていう話をしてくださってたけど、牛と微生物は合体してないからちょっとこれとは違うけど、でも始まりはそういう感じってことだよね。
うん、I suppose so. yeah, I'm not sure about, they're saying it's happened twice. I would say it's, we can see in sort of genetic records and fossil records that it has happened, I suppose, at least twice in a way that,contributed to the genetic lineage of organisms on this planet. But things like this, I suppose, could happen at an individual level and not necessarily be that successful.
Mm.
And we would probably never know.
Right. まあそうだよね。
Mm. What do you think? Do you...
いやこれってさ、その、まあ、今マイケルが言ったように失敗したらもう誰にも分かりえないっていうか、別にそれがワークしなかったらそのままね、いなくなるのか、まあ、離れて暮らすのか分かんないけどさ、まあ、ディテクトできない状態になるわけじゃん。ただその植物が誕生するみたいな、とんでもないその大きなマイルストーンみたいなのってさ、今後起こりうる可能性ってあるのかね。それとももうそれはやられ尽くされてて、もういろんな組み合わせでこう起きそうなやつはもう起こり終わってて、新しいのはもう起こりそうにないのかな。
What, which organelle was subsumed in the case of plants? I guess the chloroplast.
Okay.
Right? Didn't you learn about this in school? I think this is actually discussed in school, which means it's very not fresh information for us, I suppose. But yeah, I don't quite understand how that is incorporated long term. Like, I understand how, you know, some freak accident could happen, but how is that tied into like sort of the reproduction of that organism, or like from an evolutionary standpoint, how is that really integrated? Right.
それ気になるよね。だからどうやってそれが定着するのかってことでしょ。普通に offsprings とかにさ。
Yeah, like how is that not just like a freak?
Yeah.
You know, it's like if a whale swallows, you know, like a seahorse, and the seahorse starts doing useful stuff. It's not like when the whale has a baby, it has a seahorse in it. I mean, this is probably the dumbest way to express this as an analogy.
I guess if this bacteria was super abundant and this was happening all the time, right? Then
right.
it's not so freak. it becomes quite common. And
right, but when it's at this organelle level, you know, like plant cells don't have to go out and find chloroplasts every time they're formed, right?
Yeah.
ね、
どうなってんだろうね。
Can we look this up right now? Because it's hurting my brain.
そんな見つかる簡単に。
What if we ask AI? It'll just make something up.
確かに。
I don't know. Like, somehow I didn't think that far when I was researching this. And
oh, okay.
We can't access the full paper, unfortunately. We can see like the summary and the abstract, and then it's paywalled, which is, you know, often the case. I'm not going to go around subscribing to every single, you know, journal there is. So,
well, if you're listening to this right now, and if you're pulling your hair out, be like, oh, these idiots, please email us. Enlighten us, please.
How would I phrase this question? Primary endosymbiosis.
Mm.
It's thinking. Maybe it's not necessarily known, the mechanism for that exactly, but seems like it would be.
ね、このさ、incorporated ってさ、この一言で言ってるけどさ、その、どういうことなんだろうね。
Okay. It is quite slowly generating
okay.
an answer, which hopefully is not a total hallucination. The process begins when one cell engulfs another, smaller cell. The engulfed cell is not digested, instead it remains alive inside the host cell. The initial endosymbiont is usually a bacterium that brings crucial metabolic capability to the host, such as photosynthesis or nitrogen fixation. Okay. Sounds legit so far. The engulfed cell resides within a vesicle-like structure formed by the host plasma membrane, which evolves to become a more stable and permanent compartment. This compartment, often referred to as the symbiosome, isolates the endosymbiont, and it could just be making words up right now. I can't tell. From the host cytoplasm. Mm-hmm.
それをさ、一世代ができるのは分かるとしてさ、どうやってそれを次の世代にパスオンしてんの?
Okay, so I'm getting there.Genetic integration. Over evolutionary timescales, a significant portion of the endosymbiont's DNA is transferred to the host cell's nucleus. This process, known as endosymbiotic gene transfer, is crucial because it helps the host cell to take control of the endosymbiont's functions. Genes essential for the endosymbiont's survival and utility are relocated to the host genome, which then synthesizes the necessary proteins and transports them back to the organelle.As more of its functions are taken over by the host, the endosymbiont becomes highly specialized and often loses parts of its genome that are no longer necessary for its survival within the host. Over time, it evolves from a fully functional bacterium into an organelle that is dependent on the host cell for many of its basic functions. This leads to a streamlined organelle that is effectively an integrated part of the host cell. The host and the endosymbiont undergo co-evolution,enhancing their compatibility and the efficiency of their interaction. The host cell evolves mechanisms to regulate the organelle's division and ensure its distribution to daughter cells during cell division. I mean, really?
超便利じゃん。
Really?
Can we all do this? Like, can we all start doing this?
I mean, once it's on that track, do these other steps sort of happen naturally, or is it like one in a million, and then one in a million, and then one in a million? Do you know what I mean? Because all this like fancy gene transfer and stuff has to work out.
Yeah,
and I guess if you have large populations where this is just constantly happening, you know, you can...come out with some winners that would then reproduce. For it to happen on an individual level seems extremely unlikely.
しかも自分にとって都合がいいとこだけを残して、そのいらないところはさ捨てるわけじゃん。その時にこう、何か逆にさ乗っ取られるじゃないけど、そういうこととかもなく、都合がいいとこだけを取れるってこと?
Well, I think over time, with each generation, the bacterium that don't have as much going on around the non-functional stuff are going to be less of a sort of, what's the word? Metabolic burden.On the host organism. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So you'd have to have like millions of whales swallowing.
Seahorses.
I guess. I mean, that explanation from ChatGPT, and who knows if it's accurate or not, to me sounded like, and then it, you know.Evolves in a way where things work out and then evolves in a way where things work out.
たまたま全部消化せずに一部残して、たまたまそれが使えるようになって、たまたまそこだけを残して、あとはだんだん減っていく感じが、次の世代、次の世代って 引き継がれていってたまたまそうななっていて植物になるってこと。
Well, there's
だからものすごいタイムラインの話ってことだよねこれは。まあ、とんでもない年月をかけて。
There's an expression. I don't know if it's an expression or it might be a specific quote from someone that goes, "The millstones of time grind very slowly, but they grind exceedingly fine." Which means that given time, processes like evolution can come to an extremely, what's the word? 細かい result.
Right?
So like, given enough time, if you have, you know, some minimum threshold number of squirrels falling from trees, you will have a species of flying squirrels. You know, and, right. And who knows, a billion squirrels had to die for that to emerge. But we do have so-called flying squirrels that, you know, they can't fly, but they can glide pretty well. They should be called gliding squirrels, but...
Well, flying sounds better.
Yeah, flying fish might be able to fly better than flying squirrels. What do you think?
They're jumping.
So are the squirrels. The squirrels aren't just like falling and then spreading their own wings. They do a little hop.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
But the flying fish are like flapping their wings and kind of going up for a little bit, you know?
They're jumping up and then gliding.
There's gliding on the way down, you know, they can't just go completely crazy. I mean, if a fish could actually take off and hover and actually, you know, go fly away, like that would be really
that
impressive.
That is the definition of flying, I guess.
Actual it's kind of flying. Sad that flying fish, like they can fly, but, you know, they can't really fly, you know, like they can't like migrate to like a different ocean or something.
まあね
Because then we'd be like, oh, are those birds or bats or are they fish?
たまに思わない?なんかその魚を釣ってさ釣り上げられてこう持ち上げられた時とかにまあ魚が水の中では見えてても陸に上がった時にどういう風に視力がなってるのか分かんないからあれだけどさ急にこう、うん、陸の世界を見せられるわけじゃんいつもせず、
うん、
その時にこうどう何も思ってないのかもしれないけどどういう衝撃を受けてるのか気になる時ないはっってなるわけじゃんまあその息ができないとかがあってまずは苦しい方が大きいのかもしれないけどさ
Do you think they get like an overview effect?When they look down at the water and they see waves for the first time.
Yeah. Like, what? You have no idea, guys. You don't know what I saw.
When they get back?
Yeah. There's so much more. まあさ、Little Mermaid 的な感じだよね、だから。
But their cheek is all swollen.
Yeah. かわいそう。
Everyone's like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but どういう感じなのかちょっと気になる。Overview effect for fish.
Yeah, I've seen it's described kind of like an alien abduction or something. You know.
Maybe not.Normal fish, but smarter ones like octopus. You know, I've seen a video of an octopus being really friendly with humans, and I've seen this one particular video of a human sitting on like the shore. So he's sitting on land, and sitting. His feet are dangling into the water, and the octopus is sort of 絡んでる in his legs, just kind of playing with okay. this guy. And なんだろう、オクトパスくらいだったらさ、多分理解してるわけじゃん。この絡んでる人は、この謎の生き物は水の中にも入れるし、外に出ても平気っぽいみたいな。海の上に住んでるんだっていうのは多分理解してると思うから。
Well, don't they exit the water on their own?
To some extent, yeah, but it's not like they can, you know, walk around and chill out in the sun.
I think they do walk around. Right? There's videos of octopi, like, just walking around on the beach.
Well, yeah, like, you know? Near the water, right? It's not like they can just come to the city and check it out. So,
well, if it was like a, you know, water world city. No?
Yeah, 無理でしょ.
Well, if there's water there, can't, like, we could make a city that's designed for the pet octopus that everyone has in the year, like, 2050. You know, and everyone has a pet octopus. Nobody eats them anymore. But we want to be able to take them for a walk. So we design this, like, really futuristic city that has, like, yeah. 2 centimeters of water, like, all the way around, you know?
Right.
So, you know, instead of dogs, everyone is outside walking their octopi.
Then I wonder what they would like to do, where they want to be.
Well, they just bet on, like, soccer games and stuff. Make tons of money.
I'm really curious about octopus. They're so strange. 次! プロスワンに掲載されたブリストル大学とボン大学のチームの研究で、イギリスの海岸で発見された体長25メートルの巨大な魚竜の化石が、これまで発見された中で最大の海洋爬虫類である可能性があることが分かりました。この化石は魚竜の一種であることが確認されており、2億年前の中生代三畳紀のものです。魚竜は恐竜ではなく陸上で暮らしていたが進化して海に戻った爬虫類のグループです。そのため現代のクジラと同じように空気を吸って卵ではなく子供を産んでいました。化石は下顎の骨の破片12個で、チームはこの生物が新種なだけでなく全く新しい属であると考えています。化石が発見されたセバーン河口にちなんで、セバーンの巨大トカゲ魚を意味するIctiotitan Severnensis? と名付けられました。
According to research published in PLOS ONE by researchers from the University of Bristol and the University of Bonn, a giant 25-meter-long lizard fish discovered on a UK beach could be the largest marine reptile ever discovered. The fossil has been identified as a type of Ichthyosaurus. No, ichthyosaur, with this specimen coming from 200 million years ago during the Triassic period of the Mesozoic era. Ichthyosaurs were not dinosaurs, but rather a group of reptiles that evolved from creatures which lived on land and had returned to the sea. For this reason, they breathed air and gave birth to live young, similarly to modern whales. The remains are made up of 12 fragments of the lower jawbone. The researchers believe that the creature is not only a new species, but actually a new genus entirely. It was named Ichthyotitan Severnensis, meaning a giant lizard fish of the Severn, named after the Severn estuary where the remains were discovered.
25 meters. こんなの泳いでるの見たら気絶しそうだけど。
Have you seen pictures of what it's supposed to look like?
This particular one?
Just ichthyosaurs in general.
Oh, in general. Yeah, yeah, yeah. まあ、なんかイルカっぽいのとかもあるし、モササウルスみたいな怖いのもいるし、って感じだよね。首が長いのもいるし。
It's very dolphin-like. It looks like an evil dolphin. With giant eyes. Did you notice how large the eyes are?
Yeah.
A much, much larger eyes than... It's sort of like squid, like giant squid dimensions, the eyes, you know?
Yeah. でもこれもどうなんだろうね、その結局化石からさ見ると怖い見た目になっちゃう問題ってあるじゃん。まあただ口はだから、うん、なんていうの、イルカよりはもっとすごい長くてとんがってるんだよね、きっと。だからイルカほどは可愛いビジュアルになってない。
Well, there are many types of dolphins. There are those、what are they called? There are dolphins that kind of have a very thin nose, right? And
yeah.
まあ、いろんな種類あるじゃん。
Yeah.
Like there are modern, there are modern dolphins that look less like a bottlenose dolphin than this one does, I feel like.
I guess.でもだから目はでもきっとだからイルカより大きかったのかね、こんなギョロッとしてもうちょい魚っぽいっていうか、
うん、the eyes are more than 10 times bigger than a dolphin's eyes, maybe even bigger than that. They're huge. It's like、ね、most of the side of the head is the eye, right?
Guess. Most of the side? そこまで?
Yeah. The images that I saw. And I guess, you know, they're estimating that from the eye socket. And there are different species of ichthyosaur, right?
Yeah.
So this one's the largest so far. They found some that are like 21 meters, and then there was one that was, I don't know, like 15 or 16 meters.There have been several. They also found other bone fragments in the same site that might be part of the same animal, but that has not been conclusive yet. So far they're sure about the 12 fragments from the jawbone, and they're still working on the other pieces.
I wonder if they could do tricks. If we tried to teach them. Jumping through the hoops and... I don't know.
You know...
Passing balls and...
Modern birds are descendant from dinosaurs, right? But bird intelligence is not something we've really been able to quantify in a clear way. Because they're able to mimic speech in some cases...And learn, you know, memorize a bunch of different phrases. And then some parrots can identify different objects. Like they clearly can learn names of objects, right?
Yeah.
That's very difficult for like a cat or dog to do, right? And then it's been demonstrated like in ravens or crows.
Yeah.
That they can learn something like almost a dozen steps in sequence. Like they can think many, many steps ahead. I don't know what the record is, but, you know, I've seen demonstrations of like 6 steps.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of, like, we're trying to get, you know, AI to do that still.
Right.
And birds can, for whatever reason, with their tiny brain...have this very specialized intelligence for future planning.
いや、あれどこの国なのか分かんないけど、よくインスタで出てくるパロットってさ、なんかその物の素材を言える子いるよね。ガラスのボールとかを見せて、What is it? って言うと、Ball! って言って、What is it made of? って言うと、Glass! とか言うんだけど、それを結構いろんなもので、できる、みたいな。
And is it motivated by treats?
いや、よくわかんない。なんか犬みたいにさ、何かトリックをやるたんびに ね、そのおやつあげてるみたいな感じでもないし、なんだろう、楽しいのかわかんないけど、でもその子の動画をよく勝手に流れてくるからたまに見てるけど、一番最近見たやつは、うん、なんでか説明されてなかったんだけど、なんかシュレックっていう癖がついちゃって、その What is it? とか言ってもわかんないと、とりあえずシュレックって言うみたいな。でもそれとかもさ、
okay.
なんかどういうことなの、ふざけてるっていうか楽しいのかね、その特定の言葉を言うのが。
Yeah, I wonder if these, I mean, these things are not dinosaurs. To be clear, these ichthyosaurs emerged before any dinosaurs existed. Now there's overlap. So once the ichthyosaurs emerged, like 20 million years later, dinosaurs began to emerge.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's this whole, there are all these prehistoric creatures that are not dinosaurs, and so they are kind of overlooked in a sense, don't you think? Even though they're quite interesting, they're valid. I'm not really sure what that means.
まあでもなんか、何、ジュラシックワールドとかでもさ、モササウルス超でかいのとか出てきたりするし、結構そのやっぱ肉食系は注目されやすい気がするよね。こう見た目が派手な、あのケツァルコトロスだっけとかもさ、あの恐竜くんのエキシビション行った時にもすごい目立つとこに置いてあったけど、あれ結構さ、確かにティラノサウルスとかと比べると全然知名度は低いし、そんなに注目されてない感じはあるけど、なんならティレックスよりあれの方が怖かったんじゃないかなって思うぐらい、見た目が結構えぐいえぐいよね。だからリアルに怖すぎてあんま人気出ないのかもしれないけど、逆にこうなんていうか、あれに肉がついてたら本当はどういう見た目だったのかなって思うし、あまりにもでかすぎてあれが飛んでるっていうのも想像できないし、なんか鳥とも違う、恐竜とも違う、哺乳類とも違う、なんかすごい特殊な感じがするじゃん。そういう意味で不気味っていうか、結構気にはなるけど。
Are any of these things cute? Like any of the prehistoric creatures? Like there are like thousands and thousands of these, but every time I look up the picture I'm like,
かわいくなく書かれてることが多いよね。
But some of them have to be cute on accident. You know, we have all these weird like sea animals that look like bunny rabbits and stuff just by chance, right?
ね。
So how is it possible that none of these things are like that cute?
でもやっぱ私たちが子供の時よりは恐竜も全体的に可愛くなって可愛くなってるというか、その要はもうちょっと肉がついてて、あの羽羽毛が入ってたりするわけじゃん。だからうちらの感覚からする可愛いっていうのに近づいてきてるっていうか、まあ私たちが見慣れてる動物に近づいてきてる感じがあるから、まあ、もしかしたら実際はもっと全然可愛かったかもしれないよね。
You think that might be true for the ichthyosaurus? Why do I keep saying that? Ichthyosaur?
もうちょっとなんかイルカっぽい。でもどうなんだろうね。でもこういうなんか
魚竜は、It's probably terrifying.
いや、魚竜系は怖くあってほしいっていうか、私やっぱあの息子がさ、学校から恐竜の図鑑とか借りてくると、魚竜やっぱさ気になるって好きなんだよね。でうちの息子も好きで、なんかその海の中にこういうなんかすごい鋭い歯が生えた超でかいなんか泳ぐものがいるってロマンがあるじゃん。怖いじゃん。
ロマン？
うん。
I guess。
こう今だと、まあ、サメとかはさ、確かにサメもすごい面白いしかっこいいし怖いし、ただそれよりもっとえぐい見た目っていうかさ、そういうで、こんな25メートルプールぐらいの大きさのやつがいたのかと思うと。
Mm. What do you think of like the... Like I went to a natural history museum and saw a lot of creatures there. One that was interesting was... I can't remember the name of it. It had some scientific name. But it's an armadillo. But it's a prehistoric armadillo.
Hmm.
And it is... It looks like it's like 30 times bigger than a modern armadillo.
Okay.
It's the size of like a, it's not quite a car, but okay. It is gigantic. Hmm. It's like, how do I describe this? It's like half of a smart car, but you could ride it. Like you could ride this thing.
Mm-mm.
You know, you could throw some boots on and carry a spear and be on the back of this armadillo.
Mm.
I don't know how fast it goes, but there are a bunch of creatures that were very large, like a giant version of what exists today.
Yeah, I was looking at this old tsukan the other day, and there was a one that's like, nandake, namakemono no sosen mitaino.
Oh, the giant ground sloth?
It looks like a bear.
Yeah.
And that guy's huge, too.
Yeah, I saw a fossil of that. It's gigantic.
Right?
Like, it is truly...
That's like 6 meters to ka.
Yeah.
And 身長6メートルみたいなさ. え、これ もうなんていうの? どんなでかいの?
Can you imagine how scary that thing would be if you were like trapped in a room with it?
Yeah.
Cuz it takes like 5 minutes for the thing to get to where you are. And you can like move around and whatever cuz it's so slow. I'm assuming it's slow.
Yeah.
Right? But when it finally catches you, it'll just take...
Nice.
Like a bear will just kill you, right? But this sloth is going to take like 15 minutes to kill you. I don't even know if it...
Rip your limb one by one. Very slowly.
Yeah. It's like very slowly ripping your arm off. It actually feels good at first. It's like, oh, I needed that. And then... But then it starts to get pretty uncomfortable. I'm assuming it's slow, but...
It's crazy. Like,
how is a sloth real? How can you survive millions of years being that slow when you have all these other creatures that are fast? It makes no sense to me.
Do they taste disgusting? Because that'll help, right?
That can't be your only strategy, though. Like how... Like the snail thing, I understand, kind of. You know, like you can be... Like snails can make it work somehow.
Why?
Because they just, there's so many of them. And they can sort of like hide and slide around. But the sloth is just, it's just hanging there. You know?
Yeah. まずいんじゃないのか?
Is that really? Like if it was poisonous, I'd get it. Like that would make sense. Oh yeah, you can't eat sloths. They're, you know, deadly poisonous. And that's how they get away with being so slow.
Mm.
But I don't think sloth meat is poisonous. Are you looking up whether sloths taste good or not?
Yeah.
Like humans have hunted so many animals to extinction or to the brink of extinction. Yet sloths, which have to be like the easiest kill ever.
でもまずいんじゃないよ。あ、あ、ほら。 Unseasoned sloth is tough and slightly gamey.
It's only slightly gamey?
Ah, demo vaguely reminiscent of pork, だって.
Heh.
Heh. They can't run, but they can hide.
Is it halal? でも
逆にだからさ、動かないからバレないんじゃないの？あまりにもゆっくり動いてるからさ、その猫とかもそうだけど、こうハンターってさ、パパパーとか動いてるものに反応するわけじゃん。逆にスローフみたいにほぼ動いてなければもう同化しちゃってわかんないんじゃない。
Yeah, but that can't be like your feature. Like everyone can just not
move. It is their feature.
But everyone can just stay still.
It's working. It's working. Well, だから一回見つかっちゃったらこのストラテジーもう終わりじゃん。逃げられないからもう一回の終わりだけど、最初から見つからなければいいわけだから、right. そもそも動かないで、動かない状態にイライラしない、だからそのいろんな要素があるんじゃない。だからずっとじっとしていられるって、だって逆に他の動物は無理じゃん。犬とか絶対無理じゃん、そのとか言ってさ、全然じっとしてないわけじゃん、尻尾も動いちゃうとかさ。で逆にそういう機能を全部殺していって、もう本当にじっとしてるっていうのは逆に珍しいからバレないのかも。
Do they actually stay still? I feel like they just have to move all the time, otherwise they'd never get where they're going.
But where do they want to go?
Where is it?
There's nowhere
that
they need to be.
Where is anyone going in the forest? Everyone's going somewhere, right?
Well, where the food is, right? But if you're just eating leaves, and if you don't need to eat that much because you don't move, then I guess you don't really need to move around that much.
You can't just eat leaves in the same place. You'll run out.
Well, you have to move at one point, but if you're in the forest, then you can just move to the next branch, right? It's not like you have to go for a walk and keep looking for food like all the preys do. So it's quite smart, right? Because if all the preys...
I can't believe you're defending sloths right
had
now.
Had the same strategy, then the hunters will adjust to that. But there are... I mean, most animals, most 草食動物 move around, right? If you look at little rats or whatever, they're really restless. So as long as there are a lot of 草食動物 that are moving like that, restlessly, then you win. It's really smart. And that's why they're still here.
I don't know.
And they don't move much and they don't eat much.
The ground sloth. The ground sloth, like, I guess the sloth, assuming it's a direct ancestor, the sloth, you know, trimmed down and went up into the trees, right?
Because
the ground sloth is just walking around. And I guess no one would really mess with it because it's such a beast.
Right.
I guess. I mean, it's weird you know, we can have the fossil and we can figure out these specific things about these animals, and here's what it looked like, and here's, you know, how much power we think the jaw had or whatever. But to try to place it in the complete ecosystem of its time and imagine that dynamic is like sort of, to me, the natural progression of understanding each of these creatures.
だから人間もさ、人間は道具を使っちゃってるからその境地にはたどり着けないけどさ、もはや。でも人間のその道具使わなかったらマックスポテンシャルどこまでいけたんだろうね、本当は。めっちゃポテンシャル低そうだよね。道具があったからここまで来れたんだろうけどさ、こんな毛も生えてないツルツルでさ。
If we didn't have tools, we'd probably be, you know, we'd all look like Giga Chads, and we'd be like super jacked and strong, and like I think the tool use also, you know, means that weaker bodies can survive.
So like, sloth がじゃあね、いっぱい集団でいる中で、there's always that one one individual who does crazy stuff, right? And he starts climbing the tree and all the other sloths are like, oh my god, that one's crazy, or things like that. But ね、人間もさ、パルクールとかやってる人いるじゃん。You know,
sure.
もうビルとかをさ、パパパパって何も使わないで登るみたいな。
We are primates.
だからそういう人たちがだけが生き残る世界だったら、どこまでの人類全体のポテンシャル、そっち向きにガッて上がるわけじゃん。それどこまでいけてたのかな。
Yeah, I don't think that's our evolutionary future. I don't think it's going to be a bunch of like athletic people climbing over concrete.
Yeah, no, it's never going to happen for us because we're もうツール使いすぎだし。
We're just going to become this.
It's kind of fun to think about.
Tech neck species, I think.
Yeah.
There's going to be some sort of neck evolution where, you know, only people with the most efficient techniques.
Yeah. だってたまに考えるよ。なんかそのやっぱり欧州でこう何治安が悪いところもあるし、治安が悪化してるって言ってる人もいるしさ、とかいろいろあるわけじゃん。でそのねナイフを持ち歩いて人を刺したりとかさ、そのマシェテを持ち歩いてる人が捕まったりとか。
うん、
そういう時にこう急にやっぱりあ人間も動物だったんだって思い出して。普通は私みたいなこの弱っちい個体は自分の村とか集団の中で守られて暮らすはずじゃん。それがもう自分の集団から飛び出ちゃって、うん、もう勝手にこんな駅とかまでさ一人で歩いていったりしてるわけだけど、誰にも守られず武器も持たずさ、こんなひ弱な状態でしかも子供連れてたりとかして超ヴォーナブルな状態でふらふら外歩いてるけど、それってすごいことだよなみたいな。その他の動物からしたらちょっとありえないじゃん。
Are you saying this is sort of like a Darwin situation? Like you're in the Darwinian context still. You're sort of acting like you're not.
そうそうそう。いやそう。だからそれを忘れてるなっていうか、自分があまりにも人間がドメスティケーティになってるし、そのソサエティっていうものが成熟してさ、別に誰でもね、うん、その群れに守られなくても隣の駅に行ったりさ、飛行機乗って他の国行ったりできるわけじゃん、うん、ただもともとはじゃあどうだったかっていうのを思い出してみると、私が一人で駅に行くことですらもすごい大冒険じゃん。多分もともとの人類にとってはさ、こんな自分の身も守れない状態でしかも貴重品とか持ってさ、ふらふら歩いて平気で、うん、生きていられるってすごいよね。
I'm sure it was more dangerous, you know, a million years ago.
何の動物だっけ？チーターじゃないけど、なんかそういう猫科の動物でスノーレパードかな。その子供が生まれるとさ、やっぱりオスに出会っちゃうと、だから子供とお母さん二人で暮らしてるから、オスに出会った瞬間にめちゃくちゃ危ないわけ。もう交尾しようとしてくるし、子供は殺されちゃうし、だからお母さんはすっごい気をつけて、うん、もう誰にも出会わないように暮らしてるみたいな。
Miss
子供が、I think it was snow leopard. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was. And そういう動物だっていっぱいいる。てかそっちの方が多分普通なんだろうけど、人間は別にね群れじゃない人たちと一緒に電車乗ったりバス乗ったりとかしてさ、平気で暮らしてる。からここまで来た。すごい長い道のりだからすごいよね。だからそのナタを持ってさ、うん、歩いてる人とかそれは異常なんだけど、ただなんていうの、それがないことに慣れちゃってるっていうのも歴史の中で多分短いことだから。
I think even hundreds of thousands of years ago or millions of years ago, you know, people were getting killed byWhat would be considered a fairly rare event, because it only needs to happen once, right? So it's not like people were trying to kill each other all the time back then. I mean, there were constant threats from, you know, disease or infection, nature, but Yeah, like a some random thing could happen and kill you, you know, a million years ago, and could still happen today. That hasn't been solved yet. We're still evolving, I guess.
次。
In a new paper published in the journal Nature, scientists have published the first X-ray images of a single atom. Study author Professor Saw Y. Hla from the University of Ohio and the Argonne National Laboratory stated the following, quote, "We can now detect exactly the type of a particular atom, one atom at a time, and can simultaneously measure its chemical state. This discovery will transform the world."
ネイチャーに掲載されたオハイオ大学及びアーゴンヌ国立研究所のサウワイハラ教授の論文で単一原子の X 線画像が初めて公開されました。教授は以下のように述べています。私たちは現在特定のタイプの原子を一つずつ正確に検出することができ、同時にその化学的状態も測定することができます。この発見は世界を変えるでしょう。なんかちょっとふわふわふわふわっていうかモコモコしてて可愛く見えるよね。
In the pictures?
Yeah.
It looks like, なんだっけ、ポンデリング？
Oh yeah. そうね、そういう感じだよね。なんかモコモコしてる。
Is that French? What is ポンデリング？
え、わかんない。ミスド。ミスドです。
Yeah, so they took X-rays of an iron atom and a terbium atom. No, wait. A terbium atom and... No, rubidium atom. They might have imaged a terbium atom too, but it was mentioned as a example of comparisons they are interested in doing. By this paper author. And you can see that the rubidium atoms are about 2 nanometers across, maybe three or four nanometers across. And you can sort of see the structure. And they were able to observe how each atom is interacting with its surroundings. So they said that the iron atoms were more reactive than the terbium. So they believe this will have all sorts of implications for various industries. Because everyone, I suppose, deals with atoms on some level, literally. So it kind of gives us a more fundamental understanding of what's going on at the atomic level. And we can't take pictures of atoms with, like, photons. Unfortunately, they're just too small. So I guess this is pretty good progress.
Did this come as a surprise? Like, did they sort of foresee that this technology was coming, or was it?
I mean, surprise to me. I didn't know. I just hadn't really thought about this. But in textbooks and stuff, you know, growing up, going to school, we never saw really pictures of atoms. We saw diagrams, images of sort of the theoretical structure with the electron levels and, you know, all sorts of models, right? So I'm assuming we'll get better and better images over time. It's hard to imagine getting even better images than this, but, you know, we have pictures of, you know, the accretion disk around M87, we have pictures of atoms, we have pictures of galaxies from the early universe that we sort of thought we'd never see. So it's nice that a lot of things at the smallest and largest scales are sort of becoming visual.
Right.
It really looks like Ponderingo. What don't we have a picture of yet? Like, what do you want to see a picture of that we don't have yet?
それこそソーシャルメディアで拡散されてるあれ本当じゃないんだけど、あのフェイクニュースみたいな感じで、あのセロトニンがなんかそのレセプターに向かって歩いてる自負動画みたいな見たことない？なんか This is what happiness actually looks like みたいな、なんかピンク色かなんかのそのプロテインがこう2本足でこうやってルンルンルンみたいな、結構擬人化されてるように見えて、これが本当にこういう風になってるんですよ私たちの脳内でみたいな、あれはあのフェイクというか実際その、 あのセロトニンとかは全然関係ないものらしいんだけど、かつその本当の動画じゃなくてなんかレプレゼンテーションみたいな。
What is it? What was it originally a representation of?
Of some other protein, and I think I guess no one really knows if it actually looks that way. So it's just like image 動画みたいな。なんか実際に誰かが、まああれは実際の動画じゃないし、あれを 見たことがあってこういうふうに見えたっていうわけでもないみたいなものらしいんだけど。
What molecular process is being like depicted there, or what is it?
なんだっけな。Some protein.
And what is it supposedly doing? Like it's walking, right?
But is it walking, like, yeah.
Is this some kind of transportation? Is this like molecular logistics? Or is it... Like I know like there's supposed to be some weird physical activity with like transcription.
Yeah. So this has been circulating since at least 2014. Blah blah blah.
Did you send me something?
The interpretation. So this was made by somebody in 2006 for a biology classroom video called The Inner Life of the Cell with two Harvard University researchers.
Okay.
So it wasn't intended to depict a brain process at all. Instead, it is designed to take the viewer on a journey through the microscopic world of a cell, illustrating mechanisms that allow a white blood cell to sense its surroundings and respond to an external stimulus. Okay.
It's too bad you'll have something that's potentially so educational just repackaged as disinformation.
And it looks really cute and interesting.
Okay, but you don't know what it's actually depicting.
It says it actually shows a kinesin protein dragging a pouch called a vesicle along a microtubule.
Okay.
Kinesins are motor proteins that lug various cargo about, and microtubules are the internal structural support by internal structural supports of our cells.
So it is some sort of molecular logistics.
Yeah. And it is really cute and interesting, right? So if if I can see something like these, but in real life, that would be really fun.
So video imaging of various molecular processes.
Activities. Yeah, in our body.
I think pretty much all protein functions are mechanical. So if we had video of proteins doing things, because I think their function is a result of their structure, right? Protein structure, which we can now predict from using like AlphaFold from a sequence of amino acids, what that structure will be. So if we can go to the next step of predicting what that mechanical function will be from the structure, it seems like the logical next step, then we could have various computer models of molecular functions, which is what you want to see, right? Well, you want to see the actual video, I suppose, but...
Yeah, I do want to see the actual video.
Right.
Well, that would be fun. Or like how the food gets digested in our stomach in real time or something like that. Inside of an actual human body.
I think you can have X-ray video, can't you?
I guess.
I think you can. I mean, a video is just a sequence of frames. Yeah. So it would just be a bunch of X-rays. Because I would like to see X-ray video of these atoms. Are they vibrating or something? You know, like, are they just perfectly still? Actually, like, what's going on?
Yeah, なんかさ、何年も前からあるけどさ、あの、お腹の中に赤ちゃんがいる人が笑ってる時の、あれ X-ray なのかな？なんかそういう、
Probably a sonogram.
あの動画あるよね。あの、It shows the, that's あれかな？普通に超音波の映像かな？ Like, it's a whole body, but, when the mom is laughing, the baby inside is like shaken up pretty violently.
Oh.
あの、それとか、あれは超音波だね。X-ray ではないね、さすがに。あの、あれとかもすごい面白い。なんかこんな揺らされちゃって、なんかガラガラガラガラみたいな感じで、もうすごいの、思った以上にすごいの。
Do you want to see videos of fetuses being violently shaken?
Yeah, that's really fun, cause you know, like I've been pregnant, but like it's kind of hard to imagine what it's like for them.
Right.
So. そういうのとかやっぱすごい面白いなと思ったけど、見たことなかったから。
Yeah.
想像するしかなかったけど、まあ宇宙とかもねそういうの多いけどさ、動画とか画像で見れると全然違うよね。
I would like to see, actually There were just some images taken by, was it Juno? I think the Juno spacecraft over at, not Titan, at Io. I think it did a flyby of Io and collected some data. And the data is not clear enough to see, like, most of the surface features like up close, but from that data they were able to do a computer reconstruction, an animation showing a lava lake on Io, and it's like this absolutely massive lake of lava, and I guess there are just lava lakes on Io where it just stays liquid lava on the surface. Yeah. So they created some animation showing this lava lake. I guess NASA did.
Lava lake is something that you would imagine the hell has, right?
Yeah, if hell doesn't have lava lakes, it's like, psh, this is nothing. Like, right? Even Io has lava lakes.
Yeah.
And that's probably, you know, it's like an onsen for the devil. He just hangs out in the lava lake.
And we have to burn in it.
Well, you can't die, right? So, I don't know.
Yeah, isn't it almost always hot? Like, Christianity hell のイメージとか、あ、でも Christianity hell 別に hot っぽくないか。なんか、鬼とかさ、日本の地獄とかってなんか熱い、なんか沸騰してるとこに入れられるとかそういうイメージなんだけど、その寒くて死にそうになるっていうよりかは、暑くて死にそうになるイメージじゃない？なぜか。
Wait, is the... When you're referring to like the Japanese hell, is that a Buddhist hell?
Yeah.
It's not like a Shinto hell.
No.
I don't think there
is a hell.
I don't
think they have a concept of hell.
They probably have something that sucks.
I might be wrong. Yeah. It's not really about code of conduct type thing, right? So
there is a Buddhist hell.
うん、あるんじゃない。
あったっけ。And it's hot, just like the Christian
hell?
That's
how I would imagine. But... でも違う文化もあるのかね。その地獄みたいな場所、その死んだ後に悪い人が行く場所を想像した時にさ、すっごい寒い。なんか例えばさ、ロシアとかわかんない。そのすっごい寒い。いいのに慣れ、あ、でも寒いのに慣れて
たら、 Don't say Russia's hell.
No. Like, 寒いとこに慣れてる人だったら、めっちゃ寒いの嫌だって分かってるから、寒い地獄を想像するのかなって思ったけど、でも寒いとこに住んでる人は寒いの慣れてるから、そんなに嫌じゃないよ。逆に暑い方が嫌なのかな。
I think if you live in a cold place,
寒いバージョンの地獄がある文化ってあるのかな。
Is there a cold hell?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Like, 基本暑いイメージじゃない。
It's probably some weird cult that has a cold hell just to be different.
とかなんか天国の気温をみんなに予想してもらった時にどれぐらい差が出るか何度であってほしいみたいなのがさ、その国によって違う。
What's your ideal heavenly temperature?
24 度ぐらいかな。
Oh, really?
なんで?
That's a little bit warm, isn't it? I would have said like 22
度ぐらい? あんま変わんないじゃん。 1度しか変わんないじゃん。
結構違うじゃん。
でもアメリカの多くの人は多分もっと寒い。アメリカの天国超寒そう。
Yeah, like Walmart, it's like 19 degrees.
うん、もう16度くらい。
I haven't actually taken a thermometer with me, but I wish I did while I was still in the U.S. Because I want to check, like, okay, what's the movie theater?What's Target? What's Walmart?
いや、マジで16度ぐらいの時あるよ。うん。
No, no way. That's
way
too cool.
いや、だって、いや、まあそうだね。20度は絶対行ってないじゃん。10度台じゃん。
What's the standard in Japan, you think?
日本は28度って決まってるから。
Really?
なんだっけ、エコな温度みたいなさ。
Are they still doing that?
基本は28度に設定しましょうみたいなやってる。やってるし、今、そんなにさ、凍えるほど寒くしたい人がいない、いないの、いなくはないのかもしれないけど、少数だから。 アメリカみたいに寒くなってないじゃん。
But they have the cold train car, right?
いやいやいや。でもそんなアメリカほどじゃないじゃん。
I would like to see a list of countries and sort of like the standard indoor temperature. Like what's the thermostat set at?
Yeah.ロンドンとかも全然その寒いとかないじゃん。まあやっぱエコ気にしてるのもあるだろうし、まあ、そもそも冷房ついてない電車もあるし、うん、古すぎて、うん、そうするとサウナみたいになってるけどね、逆に夏。次、
NASA has approved the Dragonfly mission to explore Saturn's moon Titanusing a quadcopter drone as part of NASA's New Frontiers program. The mission is set for a July 2028 launch, arriving in 2034, and is expected to cost $3.35 billion. The primary objectives are to study the moon's prebiotic chemistry and potential habitability, as well as investigate signs of water-based or hydrocarbon-based life.
NASA はニューフロンティアプログラムの一環としてクワッドコプタードローンを使って土星の月タイタンを探査するドラゴンフライミッションを承認しました。このミッションは2028年7月に打ち上げられ、2034年にタイタンに到着する予定で、費用は約 33.5 億ドルと見積もられています。主な目的はタイタンの全生物科学と人類の居住可能性を調査すること、また水域または炭化水素機の生命のサインを探すことです。ちょっとまたはまたはな、ね、ちょっといや、
You see a picture of this thing?
No, the quadcopter?
Yeah, they have a design for it. I don't think it's physically built yet.
Okay.
I don't know. If it is, maybe they're waiting for some sort ofUnveil, but.
Ah, これ?
It's weird. Like they work on these missions for a long time, and then it's like, okay, now we're officially going to do it, which is kind of funny after they just sort of axed Mars sample return.
Yeah,
are we sure we're actually going to do this? It is quite expensive.
ね、お金があんのかないのか。でもこの頭が大きいというか、なんか不思議な形してるね。
It doesn't look like a typical quadcopter. And I think some details of this mission are still kind of up in the air, but from what I saw,They expect this mission to be operational for quite a long time, which is, I don't understand how. Like, does it land and take off again? Or does it have enough energy to just sort of keep flying forever? Or, you know, what's, it's not clear how, like, operationally what they're going to be doing with the quadcopter.But, you know, after the success of Ingenuity, I think they have a lot more confidence in these kinds of systems, being robust. So, Titan's pretty far away, so it will take a while to get there.
No,
6 years.
Yeah. 6年も待つってすごいよね。
Yeah. It's long enough that the, you know, the team could change by the time it gets there. I mean, the team will change to some, you know, at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. だし、なんか6年だったらちょっと間にリラックスするっていうかさ、リラックスっていうか、だからなんか毎日さ、あ、どうだったかなっていうよりかはさ、6年だから毎日そわそわしてられないじゃん。でさ、ああまだだな、まだだなって思った頃に もう満を持して到着しますってなった時のその緊張感っていうか、めっちゃ胃が痛くなりそう。
It's always possible that it gets there and then, you know, they have a problem.
Yeah, ね、そんだけ待って、そこからこううまくいくのかどうか見守らなきゃいけないって結構ストレスだね。
Mm. So it's one of those kinds of missions where we're going to be paying really close attention to see, you know, once it gets there, if everything is going well.
Yeah. しかもまあ、あくまで予定だろうけど、28年打ち上げだったら意外とすぐだしね。
Yeah.I wish it were sooner, but yeah.
でももうだって今年も半分に差し掛かってるから。
Not quite, but I guess so.
あっという間だよ、1年が。
Mm.
だってもう4月終わるからね、知ってた。
Yeah, I'm aware.
まあまあ暖かいね、日本は。
寒いよ、今日。
あ、寒いの？
I think I caught a cold, like, I think I caught a cold, like, 30 minutes before we started.
どういうこと？
I was feeling crisp. I was totally crisp. And then I sneezed a couple times. And then I was sitting right here trying to research some of this stuff.And it just, something hit me. I felt it. And my heart rate went up. And I kind of started getting hot. And then this brain fog just rolled in. I mean, it all happened. Like, I just got sick in the span of like 30 seconds. I was fine. And then I was sick. And it took like 30 seconds. And it just, I felt the whole, like, you know, the brain fog.The congestion, the pressure. It only takes like a couple sneezes. And then like on the third one, you know, it's just... I don't know.
でも明日東京27度って書いてあるよ。
What?
夏じゃん。
I'm not ready. I just got sick.
明日27度で、明後日28度って書いてあるよ。
What?
夏じゃん。やば。
Oh, I'm gonna...Absolutely cook. Well, wait, isn't today like 16? High today was like 16.
だから10度以上上がるんじゃない?
Wow.
やばいね。
Okay.
ロンドンなんて今9度だよ。
What?
冬か。
Has it been like that?
いや、一瞬なんか暖かくて、あ、もう春になったなとか、まあ日本と韓国行く前ぐらいかな。あーもう春になったとか言ってたらまた冬に戻った
、
まあ冬ってほどじゃないけどね。でも朝とか普通に息白くなる時あって、あれみたいな、春じゃなかったのか。でも毎年そんな、まあでも4月の終わりにしては寒いのか、ちょっとよくわかんない、もん忘れちゃう前。
What else is going on? Oh, Sunday? I was really jet lagged and I don't know, I was so tired. I just had to chill out for a couple days there.
Yeah.
And now I probably have the latest strain of COVID or something.But,
そっか。
the had a good trip. One thing that was surprising is when I got off the plane at Narita, there were only, I think, two other people that had Nihon no kokuseki. So like the immigration line It was like me and like two people. Japanese passports. Everyone else on the plane does not have Japanese citizenship.
いや、私行った時もそうだった。もうディズニーランドみたいに並んでて、外国の人たちは。日本人の列は超余裕だったから、夫と一緒じゃなくてよかったって思ったもん。夫と一緒だと彼だけその外国人の方に並ばなきゃいけなくて、アメリカだと一緒に入れてくれるじゃん。その家族の中にアメリカ人が一人でもいれば、アメリカ人のレーンに入っちゃっていいんだけど、日本は厳しいから家族でも別々に入んなきゃいけないのね。だから私と息子はスーッて入れるけど、夫はもう永久に出てこないみたいな、何回もやってるからさ。It
was really fast. I think from when I stepped off the plane to when I was outside the airport was like 3 minutes.
いや、3 minutes は無理でしょ、さすがに。
I checked my text messages. It was like, it was 3 minutes.
え、だってさ、ラゲッジはもう出てた。
I only had carry-on.
ああ、okay、そっか。あ、それだった、確かに。
So I walked off the plane.
爆速で歩けば。
I got on the, what do you call the flat escalator?
動くほど。
あの、英語で、なんていうのあれ。
え、Walk? 英語で分かんない。Automatic sidewalk? あれ、名前あるの?
Hmm. I don't know what those are called.
Moving walkway?
Moving walkway? Maybe.
Moving pavement.
Pavement, じゃない。
Horizontal escalator. That sounds bullshit. Escalate してないじゃん。
Horizontalator.
Wikipedia ではね、moving walkway っていうのが出てくるね。
Okay. Yeah, so I got on the moving walkways.
すごいいろんな名前があるよ。People mover.
People mover?
Travelator.
Everything's a people mover.
Travelator.
Travelator. Ugh.
Makes no sense. Escalate から来てるんでしょ。その late だけ取ったってダメだよね。Okay, anyway.動くほどね。
Yeah, I just got on those things and then I went through the face scan where you put your passport down, scans your face. And then you just walk right past the immigration person there. They don't even check anything. And then you give the yellow card to the customs people. And that's it, you're out.The door's right there.
あれも一瞬だもんね。確かに。
It's really fast.
You know, this morning I woke up and all the people, the Twitter,
the people,
by Japanese people who live in the UK were talking about this one thing where there's a tweet by some Japanese family who...live in the UK, but they're just visiting Japan.
Okay.
で、なんかパスポートをなくしちゃって、日本で。その、日本に住んでない日本人が日本で日本のパスポートをなくすと、詰むっていう話。それを私考えたことなかったんだけど、かなりやばいことになるわけ。
Why don't you...
その戸籍謄本とかは取れるんだけど、それプラス身分証が必要で、日本の免許を持ってればまだいいけど、それを持ってきてないとか失効させちゃってると、証明するものがないし、子供も身分証が必要なんだって。でも子供なんてさ、身分証なんてないじゃん。だから戸籍謄本では足りませんって言われちゃうと、そのダメなんだって。パスポート再発行してもらうための身分証が足りないってことになって、すごい困ってるみたいなことをツイートしてる人がいて、で確かに何が必要かっていうリストを見ると、そのマイナンバーカードとか、その日本に住んでる人だったらまあ簡単に手に入るものが多いんだけど、海外に住んでる人は持ってないものがめっちゃあって、でじゃあ最悪その子供は母子手帳でもいいですとか、 日本の病院の診察券でもいいですとかあるんだけど、それをイギリスの自宅に置いてきちゃってることの方が多分多いじゃん、まあ、持ち歩かないからわざわざ、そうすると詰むみたいな、
okay.
で怖っと思ってちょっと考えたことなかったなんか海外行くときはさ、気をつけるじゃん、その日本のパスポート持って、例えばイタリアとかで日本のパスポートなくしたら大変だなとかさはあるけど、日本にいる間確かにちょっと油断してるというか、もちろんなくさないようにしてるけど、日本で日本のパスポートをなくしてそんな大変なことになるっていうイメージがあんまなかったから。
I feel like that's kind of the best case scenario, no? Like in other countries, people will steal your passport, steal your identity, and skim your credit card.
帰ってくる場合はいいけど、だそのなくす、例えばなんか分かんない、海に落としちゃうとか、その帰ってこないシナリオの場合、
okay.
かなりやばいことになるんだと思って、ちょっとゾッとした。
I think you need to have some kind of ID, right? But it's possible, you know, you just lose everything, right? Imagine you're just
yeah,
you're just
you
a
lose,
naked human.
Yeah, you can lose it with your passport, but それじゃなくても、例えば like last time I was in Japan, like whatever weeks ago.I didn't take my Japanese driver's license. I only had my UK one. Because, you know, it's not like I'm going to drive in Japan anyway. So, and I would think that the UK driver's license and my Japanese passport will be enough. Right? It'll be enough. It's enough ID. So, and for my son...I wasn't thinking about anything. And I wasn't carrying my son's US passport either. So if we lost his Japanese passport, then there's no way for us to prove that he is him.
Right. I'm sure there's got to be a way, right? As you imagine you just go into the beach, you go to the beach and you come back and your stuff's gone. Now you're just like this...body.
Yeah.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Right. So I was doing that in LA actually. I had all of my stuff like just on my towel.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, yeah, if someone took that, I would just be like there. No phone, no wallet, no ID.
Just a body. If you're visiting a foreign country and if you're a Japanese citizen,And if you lost your passport, I think you can go to the embassy and Japanese embassy will help you out and give you this emergency passport thing so you can go back to Japan. But if you lost your Japanese passport in Japan and if you have to go back to a foreign country, then you're doomed. そういう話なんだよね、多分。だから逆に言うと、その知らん国でなくす方がまだマシなのかもしれない。わかんないけど。
If they have an embassy there that will help you out, then maybe.
Yeah.
But not everywhere has an embassy, right?
I get. Well, yeah, it depends on where you are.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not like every single country has a Japanese embassy, right?
I guess.
Does
I don't know.
Iceland have a Japanese embassy?
え、ないの?
I mean, I would expect, like Iceland, I would assume for sure has a Japanese embassy, right?
Yeah.
But it's a little further down the list, so it's like, But there are obviously a lot of countries that wouldn't have
あ、在外公館未設置の国への渡航っていうちゃんと外務省のページがありますよ。
Oh.
アジアだとアジアはブータン、あとは太陽州はクック、ツバル、ナウル、ニウエ、欧州はアンドラ、あ、アンドラね、確かアンドラでも行く日本人意外といそうだからちょっと気をつけてみんな、コソボ、サンマリノ、マルタ、モナコ、モンテネグロ、リヒテンシュタイン、
Yeah, so what do you do then? You're like totally doomed. And there are countries that will have an embassy, but like if you're in India, for example, it could be like a, I don't know, a 10-hour trip to the embassy, like depending where you are, right?
そういう時は大変なんだって。そういう時は同行者とか日本の親族の協力を得る必要が出たり、最寄りの在外公館との郵便などによる書類のやり取り。ああ、そうだよね。だから例えばアンドラでなくしちゃって出れなくなっちゃったとかなったら、何フランスとかその近くの国、隣の国でこの大使館がある、領事館があるところにお願いしないといけない。それを郵便でやり取りしなきゃいけないとかなるから、帰りたい日に帰ることができなくなっちゃうみたいな。
And how do they know that you're who you are?
ね。
Do you have to have like a picture of your teeth taken? Use like dental records or something? It's like you're dead at that point. Like how do you ID someone if it's just their body, right? Isn't that what they do? They look at your teeth or whatever.
パスポートの時はどうなってんだろうね。パスポートなくしたことないから想像するしかないかわかんないけど。
Did you hear about the people that got poisoned by this sushi in like Montana?
No.
I guess this sushi place in Montana imported some mushroom from,
from China.
I guess some people actually died, yeah. Like 50 people-ish got poisoned by this.
And a few uncooked people... mushrooms.
I don't know if that means it would have been fine if it was cooked. Because like what kind of mushrooms are you putting in sushi?
でもさ、えのきとかって、何？日本人は絶対料理するけど、なんかさ、何回かさ、最近もあったよね。そのえのきをさ、海外で、なんか、あ、アジアのキノコなんだってって言って、生で食べて、リステリア菌かなんかにかかって死んじゃったか。うん。
From
it. その食べ慣れてる国の人はさ、こんなもん生で食べるかって感じだけど、慣れてないとどうやって食べるか分かんなくてそのまま食べちゃったみたいな。
I thought the mushroom itself was like some poisonous mushroom.
本当だ。でも何のマッシュルームだったのか書いてないの？てかもう広告が、あ、ポップアップがさ、ブロッカーつけてますよとかのポップアップが出すぎて全然たどり着けないんだけど。あ、this huge video.
Which
one? How do I collapse this? Oh my god.
I guess it was a place called Dave's Sushi.
Okay.
Which seems very laid back.But,
lawsuit になってますって書いてあるけど。
Yeah, they don't say the type of mushroom, right?
ね、なんでそれを書いてくれないんだろう。それ結構一番大事じゃない？
I mean, they're saying it's poisonous, but we figured that since people have died.
でもえのきじゃないのかな、もしかしたら、わかんないけど。
If it is, then I want to know that, you know, so I definitely don't eat that raw.
これ書いてないね。
Have you had fugu?
あ、フグ食べたことあるよ。
How is it?
え、美味しいよ、普通に。I like fugu. Fugu の唐揚げとかすごい美味しい。
Fugu の唐揚げ？ So it's not, you're not eating it like raw, like sashimi.
いや、刺身もあるよ。なんかさ、フグ尽くしみたいなのあるじゃん、たまに。なんか、フグの刺身食べて、フグ鍋食べて、唐揚げ食べるみたいな。そのなんか、コースになっててさ、全部出てくるみたいな。
Okay. Is that all from the same fish?
いや、わかんないです、それは。え、本当に 全然なんの。あ、moral mushroom。このメトロの記事だけ。
Morel?
Morel mushrooms? 何それ?あ、何これ?すごい、あー!すごい変な見た目の脳みそみたいな。
Okay, is it sort of like the fan?
全然えのきじゃない。蜂の巣のような外見の希少なキノコ。アミガサタケ。
Okay, so they were getting pretty exotic with the mushrooms. You know, people eat the like portobello mushrooms raw, I think.
日本では食用としてはあまり重視されてきていない。あ、でも日本にもあるはあるけど、そんなに食べてない。
Okay, so this was some exotic Americanized sushi.
食用キノコの一つであるが、ヒドラジンを含むため生食は避けるべき。大量に摂取した場合にふらつきなどを起こす。でもどうなんだろうね。キノコ自体で死んじゃったっていうよりかは、だからそういうなんか菌に感染しちゃったのかね。なんかよくわかんないね。ちゃんと書いてない。あ、でもそうね。生で食べちゃったんだ。なんでさ、なんで生で食べるんだろうね。そのさ、アメリカでキノコを生で食べることってあんまないじゃん、多分。
あるよ。
普通に暮らしてて。
They eat those portobellos or whatever raw. It's like super. It's like in, I don't know, salads and stuff. Like there's slices of raw.
あ、brown mushrooms ね。
Yeah, I thought they were white, but yeah.
いや、ホワイトブラウンマッシュルームズ。あ、だからあれを確かにスライスしてサラダに入ってることはあるけど、あるけど、それ以外でさ、普通に生で食べないじゃん。
They don't eat that many mushrooms in general in the States.
でもなんでこのさ、寿司とかアジアっていう文脈になるとキノコ生で食べてしまうんだろう。だから生でなんでサーブしてんだろう。
Can you eat shiitake raw?
あ、まあ生で食べても良さそうだけど、なんか食べないよね普通。生で椎茸も、あ、でも椎茸も生で食べるのは
良くない、
真似しないでくださいよって。かゆみや発疹、だからやっぱ生で食べられるキノコの方が少ないんじゃない、だからああいうブラウンマッシュルームとかさ、サラダに入ってるやつ以外は。だってえのきとか、あ、えのきじゃないよ、えのきか、えのきとかだって生で食べないし。
What about truffles?
Truffles は確かに生のやつを削ってるね。でもあのままかじるわけじゃないから摂取量としてはすごい少ないよね。
But could you? Are you poisoning yourself like a tiny bit?With the truffles?
ああ、どうなんだろうね。あんまいっぱい食べたらどうなるんだろうね。
If you just eat one whole, you just sit down and eat a truffle.
いや、わかんない。あんま知らないもんね、なんかそもそも。何が食べたら危ないか。
Did you see the the R1 device reveal or whatever? There's like a, it's called a rabbit. It's like this little red brick thing.You haven't seen this? It's like
one of the
new...
I know what a rabbit is, but they have a new one?
Like the AI hardware?
Yeah, yeah.
The new one, Tiyuka. I think this is the first one.
Oh, eh? なんかさ、あ、セスかなんかの時すごい話題になってたやつでしょ?
I don't think it was out yet.
Eh, でもさ、めっちゃミームになったじゃん。
ラビットが?
うん。
どんな？
え、なんか、え、めっちゃいろんなジョークとかあったよ。
Like what?
え、なんか、iPhone とかに AI を乗せればいいのになんでわざわざまた別のデバイス使うんだみたいな感じで。
ああ。
なんかめっちゃミームになってたよ。
Well, they had some reveal announcement, something, demo、okay. of the, the
R1
rabbit thing.、
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess I kind of feel like it's impressive. They did a demo of it, ordering some food and、getting an Uber. You know, they're calling it this, like a large action model.、And they're trying to have it so it can interact with all kinds of interfaces.、And I think they have some compatibility issues with it still. So it, the number of interfaces it can use are kind of limited. You know, it has to be specifically trained. But I guess users can also train it. Like you hit record on this app and you record yourself doing something on the computer and then you save it.
Oh, okay.
And then the rabbit AI will watch what you did and learn that action.
Oh.
So you can teach it to perform specific actions that you would do on the computer.
Okay.
So I guess the AI has some sort of internal browser.
Hmm.
I don't know if it's internal or not, but it has access to some kind of browser.
Okay.
Where it can perform actions like ordering food or ordering something on Amazon or whatever, right?
このラビットにめっちゃいろんなセキュリティのアクセスをあげるってこと？
It would need access to your account if you wanted it to do things on your account. But I don't know if it makes sense. It does. I mean, Apple has announced that they're putting some AI on the device.
Yeah.
Like locally.
Yeah.
So I guess Siri is finally going to get upgraded. But presumably that would be able to take various types of actions, right? And you know, there's a difference between generating some sort of output and using an API to interact with another interface versus having an AI directly interface. And I guess with Rabbit, they're working on something called generative user interfaces.
Okay.
Where I guess the AI can generate user interfaces in real time.
Okay.
Rather than them having to adapt each one specifically for the device. I'm not sure exactly what that's going to look like, but.
日本でも買えるらしいよ。日本でもてか日本からもオーダーできるらしい。まあでも199ドルだったらちょっと買ってみようかなって言って買う人は結構いそうだけどね。話題にはなってたし前も。
I'm sure all the tech reviewers will get one and try it out. It, what it can do is cool, but it's very slow. It's so slow. Like, I don't think anyone has the patience for it to do any of the things that it can do. So far, it's just too slow. But they're saying it's going to get a lot faster. So we'll see.
Okay.
It's cool. It's like a little party trick or something that an AI can do stuff, right? So it's very cool. Very innovative. But
I can't wait for the Siri upgrade. なんか今までがさ、良くなさすぎて、良くなった時の感動がすごそうじゃない？ Wow! みたいな。
Yeah, but if it got really good first before all these other things did, because now like Instagram has an AI thing built in, right at the top, right?
まあね、でも結局 iPhone はさ、使ってるわけだからさ。なんかそのアクセシビリティレベルのことを Siri にはできてほしいよね。そのなんていうか、今使ってるアプリから他のアプリに切り替えるとかさ、
mm-hmm.
そういうのとか今何もできないじゃん。
I do think it'll be quite it'll be a big deal, yeah, when they announce it.
ね、全部声でできるようにしてほしい。
I do worry that we have entered the stage where we all start to be persuaded by AI. Like the brainwashing、mm-hmm. is already underway.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Nothing we can really do about that, I suppose.
そうだね。Well, もちおこしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。無料で誰でも使える単語帳とか単語テスト機能ついているので、ぜひダウンロードしてみてください。あと毎週、エピソードごとの問題を出題している宿題プランも、やってみていただけるといいかなと思います。
Yes.
冒頭でお伝えした通り、公式サイトでストアもあるので、あとはBN メンバーシップ会員の皆さん、本当にありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで番組が継続できています。というわけでおしまい。
I wanted to mention、we are releasing a word list for every episode、
うん、
and that's そうそう completely free.
そうそう、
so anyone can access the word list, and we are including example sentences for each of those words, and it hasText-to-speech and stuff, so yeah, that's free without any subscription in our app for this episode、right. as well.
So, my episode ごとに単語帳が追加というか、 my episode ごとの単語リストがあって、それも無料で誰でも使えるので、まだバイリンガルニュースのアプリを入れてないなっていう方は、ぜひこの機会に入れてみてください。
Oh, we hit 4.5 stars.
Yes.
As a rating.
ね、レビュー書いてくださってる方々、本当にありがとうございます。嬉しいね。ね、あと昔にアプリ使ってたけど、一旦消しちゃってたみたいな方も、もしかして今ダウンロードしていただくと、ちょっと全く別のアプリみたいになってたりするので、ね、機能とかも昔とは全然比べ物にならないくらい増えてるし、一度ダウンロードして見ていただけると助かります。
お願いします。
以上、終わり、おしまい、
バイ
バイ